Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Tulip Queen announcement party is coming up. What's happening? In the first part of a two-part program, let's go in-depth with Lori Lorenz, Tom Vanderwell, and Jessica Hoekstra with the steering committee.
Well, it's an exciting time of year. We're coming up to the announcement party. That's pretty cool, isn't it? And you're on the steering committee.
I am. This is my third year on the steering committee, and my area of responsibility has to do with more performance group, and in that includes the Queen and Court. And so everything underneath the announcement party is kind of under my watchful eye, I guess, when you hope you have everything together. But yes, that's my responsibility. So we are looking forward to it. We're excited to see how many girls were willing to put their name up, and the 12 that have been chosen. It's just really an exciting time.
And Tom, what's your role?
I am going to be MC, Master of Ceremonies, for the Queen's Announcement Party this year. It's my first year doing it. I'm going to be a rookie, so I'm excited about the honor of being able to do that.
You're filling some big shoes.
I am. You know, when the Burgermeister steps down, those are big shoes to fill. So.
Yeah. And Jessica, what's your role?
And I am on the Tulip Queen's Announcement Party Committee. And this year is my fifth year on the committee, and so I am chairperson this year for the announcement party committee. So we help put the evening on and plan and prepare for all the girls for the announcement party this November.
And what's each of you's relationship with Tulip Time and the court and the queen in the past?
I also was on the court in the past. In 2001, I was one of the court members. And so I have been part of the whole experience of trying out and being part of the court for the Queen in the year of 2001. So I have been involved that way. That was a really big, fun year. And I've enjoyed getting to help with the selection process and this weekend with the girls and nominating the new queens and courts each year. So.
Tom?
Yeah, so my experience with this process of it has been one as the father of a young lady who didn't make it on the court, but it was a finalist, so I got to experience sort of the disappointment that comes with that, as well as the all that goes along with a young lady preparing for the announcement party and all that she has to do. It's fascinating. I had the opportunity actually to be a stand-in dad for Megan Atkins when she was on the court. Her father was a friend, passed away in 2010, and so I got to accompany her as a stand-in dad during Tulip Time, which was exciting to experience that piece of it. And then, as far as Tulip Time goes, my wife Wendy and I have played the Domini, Sculte, and Maria for many years and rode in the parades and Tulip Time productions.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Tulip Queen announcement party with Lori Lorenz, Tom Vanderwell, and Jessica Hoekstra.
Well, along with Jessica, I was also on the court, but a lot longer ago than Jessica. I was on with Jessica's mother. So in 1981, I was on the court. And I have two girls that were on the court also, which was a really exciting time talking, you know, when Tom said about the disappointment. I remember that feeling of, okay, I don't want them to feel like they have to make it or that they're less if they didn't make it, and or if one made it and not the other, oh man, all those dynamics. But we were very fortunate that all three of us have had that same experience. In the past, I've taught Dutch dancing, gone with the kids in the parade, the school children, because I'm a teacher, planned face town at one point. So I've been involved for many years in Tulip Time, but now I'm on the steering committee and it gives you a whole new perspective.
Well, let me tell you, 1981 was like yesterday to me, so.
Good, I'm glad somebody else in the room feels that way.
Well, this is an exciting time for Pella. This time of year, and exciting for the girls. What's their moods now?
You know, we get to meet with them soon, but I know that they are usually very excited. To be picked as the top 12 is a huge honor for these girls. Most of them are probably working hard to prepare for the evening on what their presentation may be. Most of these girls are really, really busy with many different activities in the community and at school and in their churches. So I know a lot of them are preparing, but they're also busy. And so hopefully they're getting ready for this upcoming announcement party.
And so, okay, so you're going to meet them pretty quick then, right? Do you know some of them already?
A few, yes. I know a few from just church. I know a couple from that way. I'm a hairstylist in town, so I know a couple from doing hair. And I just know the girls from seeing them in different activities with the schools. My kids are younger, and so they see a lot of these kids in the different school activities that they are involved in. So I know some of their names and who they are, but I'm excited to get to meet all of them personally soon, yeah. So it'll be good. But these girls have definitely, most of them, I've seen in different activities.
Yeah, you know, I'm acquainted with a handful of them, mostly through, and some of them just by knowing their parents more than I've gotten to really know the girls. But I wouldn't say that I know any of the girls really well, and I'm really looking forward to the opportunity, especially in this first sort of informal interview process. We just get a chance to get to know them.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Tulip Queen announcement party with Lori Lorenz, Tom Vanderwell, and Jessica Hoekstra. What is the process now? You're going to meet them soon. What happened?
Well, Jessica and Tom are going to meet them, and they will just do kind of a little informal get-to-know-you interview. No pressure, no judging, nothing like that. It's just mainly to walk them through what is going to happen in the whole process. And get to know them. Tom gets a chance to get information about each girl, about what they are involved in, what their interests are. So he knows some ideas what he can ask when it does come to stage time. And they're asked some questions in an interview on stage. So just to kind of break the ice.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be taking notes and individualize the question?
Yes, I will. So my understanding, again, I'm a rookie here, so they can correct me, but my understanding is that there will be a set sheet of questions that the girls know that the questions that they will be asked will come from the sheet. And so I have a limit, but I get to choose which question from that sheet, and they're not going to know which one I'm going to choose for them. But I will be taking notes. And my role I see in this whole process is just to help the girls feel comfortable. I want them to feel like, you know, I'm their friend on stage, and I'm there to comfort them and help them and assure them that I'm going to help get them through it. So
what if somebody freezes?
You know, I've been on stage with many people who have frozen over the years. So I will do my best to stand in and help them out. So, yeah.
And what do you say?
You know, there's different things, and I think it depends on the person and the situation. You know, a lot of times it's just, you know, sometimes it might just be putting an arm around them and saying, hey, it's okay, let me ask this again, or let me, you know, let me help you out here. And make it the thing to do in that situation is, you as an MC, is you always want to make it lighthearted. You want to get a chuckle and allow the audience to laugh rather than freak out. You don't want it to be an anxious moment, but an opportunity to break the ice and let everybody, to make it lighthearted rather than dire, which is what you don't want in that situation.
So you're comforting the audience as much as the girl.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Tulip Queen announcement party with Lori Lorenz, Tom Vanderwell, and Jessica Hoekstra.
But the girls are all prepared, huh?
They are, yep. They are starting to prepare. They are preparing for their presentation. So when we have the Queen's announcement party on Saturday evening, they'll start with interviewing with many different judges. And so really the judges are just getting to know them too. The judges are going to be just trying to meet these girls, find out who they are and what their interests are. And then they're going to prepare a 3-minute presentation that they will do. And then they will have an impromptu question. So that's a little hard to prepare for, but we encourage them to have family members ask them questions. We want the girls to be comfortable. We want them to feel good on that stage about what they're doing and doing their best on there. And most of these girls have all been in different situations where some have been on the stage before, I think. But it really is a fun night, and the girls have a great time together. And so hopefully, along with being preparing themselves and figuring out their presentation, they are also having a really great time and making new friends at the same time.
So making new friends is a really important part of this, isn't it?
It is, and I think it's an experience that really, I can't find another experience that can compare to it. I've had a lot of girls talk about how they've never had an interview process that bothered them as much after going through Queen's announcement party than that night, because you do so much interviewing that night. You go from table to table and you meet with each judge for at least 5 minutes. And so they have that skill down by then. And so when they go out to interview for it, a scholarship for college or maybe a job someday, they've had that experience along with being on stage. I mean, the presentation part is also very important.
I think that's and I think having the experience of being one of the judges, I was unaware at the time of just how huge the process is. Anybody who thinks that there's this, you know, small group of judges that picks the Queen, you know, you hopefully you have a chance to do it, because it is a huge group of people, cross-section from the entire community. And so when the ladies interview that night with in the afternoon with all the judges, it is, you, as Lori said, they go from table to table, and there may be 3, 4, 5 adults at that table firing questions at you. And, you know, there's just, it's for them, it's got to be a little bit unnerving at that point, because you talk to so many people, some of whom you know, many of whom you probably have no clue who they are, where they're coming from. So it's an interesting process.
And how do we get tickets?
Tickets will be on sale November 1st at the Schulte Church from 4 to 6. After the 1st, they will be at the Historical Village office up until the day of the announcement party on November 10. So you can purchase them from the historical office if you're not able to make it the evening of the 1st. And they also can be purchased at the door that night also. The Queen's announcement party will be held at Pella High's auditorium this year. And sales for tickets that evening beforehand would be 6:15. And the performance is at 7 o'clock at Pella High School.
Thanks to Lori Lorenz, Tom Vanderwell, and Jessica Hoekstra for contributing to the program. Tomorrow on In Depth, Part 2. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com. On demand or for download, just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.